morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Emmanuel Macron has a Europe-focused day ahead of him as the president will be starting this Tuesday with a speech at the European Parliament in Strasbourg, followed by a debate with MEPs and the signing of a three-year contract to support Europe's position in Strasbourg. Afterwards, Emmanuel Macron will be at Épinal in the Vosges to launch a series of citizen consultations. The point of this Europe-wide initiative is to give people a say about what they think of Europe. The scheme's launch comes ahead of the European elections in May and will cover the 27 member states until October. Today will be President Macron's first visit to the département of the Vosges. France has launched proceedings to strip Bashar al-Assad of France's highest award, the Légion d'honneur. The announcement comes from the Élysée Palace 3 days after France's airstrikes against Syria's chemical weapons programme, launched in the early hours of Saturday morning. Prime Minister Edouard Philippe said yesterday that France would not seek a political solution to the situation in Syria as long as the use of chemical weapons went unpunished. The Syrian president is accused of using chemical weapons, including chlorine, against civilians in an attack on Douma on the 7th of April. Bashar al-Assad received the Légion d'honneur from former President Jacques Chirac in 2001. Today sees the 8th day of strike at Air France since the month of February. Management have said that 70% of flights will be guaranteed today as staff walk out. Unions and management have been at loggerheads over calls for wage increases. Unions are asking for a 6% increase. The offer on the table from management is a 2% increase this year, rising to 5% over 3 years. Unions have until noon on Friday to accept. 8 p.m. this evening will see the rolling strike at the SNCF resume. Staff there are walking out to protect the special status of railway worker for future employees and over concerns that the SNCF remain a public company. Train schedules for the next couple of days will be announced this evening. In the meantime, the Assemblée Nationale is due to vote on a first reading of the proposed rail form today. Also at the Assemblée Nationale today will be a special guest. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will be speaking to members of Parliament this afternoon. Trudeau is expected to cover CETA, the free trade agreement between Europe and Canada, as well as ecology. This will mark the first time that a Canadian head of government will speak at the Palais Bourbon. And finally, this week's weather forecast shows summer arriving to France, with temperatures in some parts hitting 25 degrees today. This doesn't spell good news for hay fever sufferers, who are warned that a third of departments are on red alert for pollen, mostly in the northeast of the country. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.